Good Wednesday. Today is December the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm, where we're going to revisit the subject of railroad mergers, especially between Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern, as that continues to move forward, and some of the implications it can have on the larger agriculture industry and locally here at home. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a quick look at your agricultural headlines, fertilizer making the news once again, as most fertilizers are now a little lower in price compared to where they were a month ago at this time. That according to the DTN survey. There were six fertilizers that were slightly lower. The remaining two were a little higher based on the eight that are tracked by DTN. Now the six nutrients that were lower in price, DAP, which had an average price of $910 a ton, MAP was $917 a ton, potash was $489 a ton, while urea was $584 a ton. UAN-28 came in at $410 a ton, and UAN-32 was $464 a ton. Those two fertilizers that were just slightly higher, looking back to it a month ago, 10-34-0 with an average price of $671 a ton, and anhydrous ammonia at $867 a ton. Now, if we take a look at a price per pound unit nitrogen basis for those, we have urea at 64 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous at 53 cents a pound, UAN-28 is 73 cents a pound, and UAN-32 is also 73 cents a pound. All eight fertilizers, unfortunately, are still higher in price compared to where they were a year ago at this time. Compared to last year, 10-34-0 is 10% more expensive, potash also 10% more expensive, MAP is 12% higher, urea is 18% more expensive, anhydrous is up 20%, DAP is 23% more expensive, while UAN-28 is 27% higher, and UAN-32 is 28% more expensive than it was a year ago at this time. In other ag news, railroads making agricultural headlines. Now, lawmakers, businesses, and unions are weighing in after Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railways filed their official merger application to combine the two railroads, a deal that would create the country's first transcontinental railroad. The railroads filed a 7,000-page application with the Surface Transportation Board on the $85 billion deal, which would create a single railroad capable of moving freight from the Pacific to the Atlantic. The railroads cite the combining of the companies would reduce and eliminate time-consuming handoffs between railroads, improving the efficiency and speed of cargo moving across the country. Now, the application includes 2,000 letters of support from various stakeholders. Shareholders from both companies voted 99% in favor of that merger last month. The Surface Transportation Board is now tasked with deciding whether to greenlight the merger, a process that is expected to take as long as 2 years. Under the last major railroad merger between Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern, it took the Surface Transportation Board nearly 2 years to approve the deal, which was less than half of the scale of the UP Norfolk Southern deal. Now, the Rail Customer Coalition, that's a collection of industry trade associations, issued a stark warning and called for a rigorous review. The proposed merger would mark the largest railroad consolidation in U.S. history and the most consequential case ever reviewed by the Surface Transportation Board. It is an unprecedented test of the board's updated merger standards that were adopted after previous mergers upended the rail's network and crippled the nation's supply chain, the coalition said in a news release. The Rail Customer Coalition release included statements from the head of the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, the American Chemistry Council, the American Cement Association, Essential Elements Association, and the Agricultural Retailers Association. Farmers and ag retailers operate on razor-thin margins, so even a small artificial cost increase can have a big impact. That, according to Darren Kopak, president and CEO of the Agricultural Retailers Association, when rail service is dominated by just a few players, they hold the power to set the terms that work for them, not for the shippers and customers who depend on rail to move agricultural commodities, fertilizer, ag chemicals, fuel, and other essential supplies. The imbalance drives up cost and threatens the reliability of our entire food supply chain. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at crop.com. coverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Picking up where we left off, talking about the merger, proposed merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroad, as that has now been filed, and looking at comments from different stakeholders, the Fertilizer Institute raised concern about the limited railroad options and increased cost, questioning how a coast-to-coast merger would improve the imbalance between railroad companies and shippers. Today, railroads hold all the cars, and larger railroads only give carriers a bigger deck. The Fertilizer Institute said now that the Union Pacific Norfolk Southern has submitted their merger application. They are urging the Surface Transportation Board to make the merger's impact on carload shippers, including fertilizer and agriculture, a priority during that review process. Lawmakers weighed in last week with a collection of mixed messages to the Surface Transportation Board on how to handle this giant merger. Union Pacific is based in Omaha, so it may come as a surprise that the 5-member Nebraska congressional delegation urged the Surface Transportation Board to approve the merger. In a letter led by Senator Deb Fischer, the Nebraska lawmakers said they believe the merged rail line, quote, will enhance competition and provide value to the supply chain. The Nebraska lawmakers added that there was a limited overlap between the existing Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern networks, resulting in, quote, only a handful of shippers seeing service decreased from 2 freight rail carriers to 1. Now, in late October, a bipartisan group of 18 senators led by John Hovind and Amy Klobuchar also sent letters to the Surface Transportation Board asking for, quote, a rigorous and comprehensive evaluation of the proposal to ensure the competition remains among Class I railroads. The senators specifically said the Surface Transportation Board, quote, should take into account the long-term implications for the movement of agricultural products across the domestic rail network, including potential impacts on shipping costs and market access. Last month, 9 Republican attorneys general also sent the Surface Transportation Board a letter challenging the merger from the states of Florida, Iowa, Kansas, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Ohio, and Tennessee. Unions are split on the deal as well. The Sheet Metal Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers Transportation Division Union announced in September that that group backs the deal, as does the International Brotherhood of Railway Boilermakers. 2 other unions, though, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen and the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees announced this week that they oppose the deal. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day and a Merry Christmas.